Chapter 1. Shauna Ferguson was late. Very late. And she hated being late because she valued people's time the same way she wanted them to value hers. Bottom line, she'd have to bite the bullet and buy a new car, no matter how much she dreaded the car buying process. Her once dependable Corolla was no longer dependable, now that it was on its last leg. She hurried to the front door of her favorite French restaurant, the heels of her Manola Blahniks hitting the pavement hard with each stride. She pulled her camel-colored wrap sweater tighter over her sleeveless dress to protect her against the chill in the air. It was early spring, that time of year when the days were warm but the nights were cool, and the best way to protect against the changes in temperature meant dressing in layers. A blind date. Why had she agreed to this? For some reason, she'd listened to her older sister, Yvonne, and decided to take the plunge back into the dating pool, even though her luck with men seemed to have run out months ago. The 3-day-old conversation with Yvonne about tonight's date replayed in her head. Yvonne Wallace looked at Shauna from across the table in the kitchen. They were having breakfast, and as usual, Little Miss Homemaker, as Shauna liked to teasingly call her sister, had set out a feast of homemade raisin bread, butter and homemade jam, scrambled eggs, and fruit cups. Only 2 years separated the sisters, but their personalities were as different as black and white. While Shauna dreamed of opening her own boutique, which she'd accomplished 4 years ago, Yvonne had dreamed of becoming a wife and mother. At 24, she'd married a doctor, and by their second anniversary, she'd quit her job to make that dream a reality. After 6 years of marriage, they had a 4-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son, and Yvonne was 7 months pregnant with her second son. Taking care of her family and getting ready for the baby filled her days. Yvonne was one of those people who, because she was happily married, wanted the same for everyone else. She'd found her Mr. Right and claimed he existed for every woman. Shauna knew better. Finding a good man, with whom one was compatible, seemed as unrealistic as finding a diamond mine on her property. Basically, it wasn't going to happen, and Shauna had resigned herself to the fact. Her sister couldn't seem to understand she was perfectly happy being single, and she kept trying to help Shauna find a man through chance meetings and unexpected visits when Shauna came to visit her. When the conversation came up about her paltry dating options, Shauna had a solution. "I'll hire an escort the next time I need to attend an event with a date," she shrugged. "Ew, you will not. No sister of mine is going to pay for a date." "There's nothing nasty about it," Shauna said. "Lots of women do it nowadays."
"Desperate women."
"No. Women who don't have the time or energy to sift through what's out there. The companies match you up with someone who has similar interests. You go out, and when you're done, bam! No fuss, no muss."
"Why do that when I have the perfect man for you?"
"I'm not looking for a man." Yvonne rolled her eyes. "Okay, whatever. I have the perfect escort for you. Is that better?"
"No offense, but you haven't exactly done a good job setting me up with the right men in the past."
Shauna pretended to be in deep thought. "Let's see. Remember the guy from your church, Steve, who started singing hymns in the car on the ride back home and prayed for my soul as we stood at the front door? He loves the Lord. What's wrong with that?"
Shauna narrowed her eyes and continued.
"David, who wouldn't stop talking about his ex-wife the entire night, our date ended with him crying on my shoulder about how much he missed her.
Look at the bright side. You got a free meal, and at least you didn't waste any more time with him than necessary. One date in, and you already knew he was wrong for you."
"And I can't forget Nolan. Sexy, suave, rich. What a surprise to see his face on the evening news as the person who robbed several banks in the area and left lines of poetry as his trademark. Just think, I can say I dated the poetry bandit."
"Granted, I should have dug a little deeper when he said that he worked in banking." Shauna sighed. "I know you mean well, but your choice in men leaves me a bit, how should I say this,
terrified."
Shauna slathered butter on the bread and bit into a crunchy slice.
"This guy could be right for you, though."